Hey everyone, and welcome back to Let That Stuff Go. It's your girl, Aura Bennett, here, ready to help you shed those mental burdens and step into a lighter, brighter version of yourself. Today, we're diving deep into something absolutely essential for making decisions that actually serve you. Self-awareness. Now, I know what you're thinking, self-awareness, isn't that like super woo-woo stuff? Trust me, it's not some mystical, airy-fairy concept. It's about understanding your own thoughts, feelings, motivations, the whole shebang, so you can make choices that align with who you truly are and what you want out of life. Think about it like this. Imagine driving a car without a rearview mirror. Sure, you can see where you're going right now, but what about the bumps in the road ahead? What if there's a car coming up behind you? You need that rearview mirror to navigate safely, right? Self-awareness is like that mirror for your life. It helps you see where you've been, understand why you make certain choices, and anticipate how those choices might affect your future. So, what are some key takeaways to help you become more self-aware? First, pay attention to your emotions. Ever felt like you were on a roller coaster of feelings with no apparent reason? That's a sign you might not be fully tuned into what's going on inside. Take time to journal, meditate, or simply sit in silence and notice how your body feels when different emotions arise. Are your shoulders tense? Is your stomach churning? Learning these physical cues can help you identify your emotional state more accurately. Second, get honest with yourself about your values. What truly matters to you? Is it family, creativity, adventure, knowledge? Identifying your core values is like having a compass guiding your decisions. When something feels off or doesn't align with your values, you'll have an inner voice telling you, "Hey, this isn't quite right for me." Third, recognize your strengths and weaknesses. We all have them. Embrace your strengths and celebrate what makes you unique. But don't shy away from your weaknesses, either they offer valuable opportunities for growth. What are you struggling with? How can you learn and improve in those areas? Remember, self-awareness isn't about being perfect, it's about continuous learning and evolution. Fourth, be mindful of your thoughts. Those little voices in your head can be incredibly powerful. Are they supportive or critical? Do they help you move forward or hold you back? Pay attention to the stories you tell yourself and challenge any negative or limiting beliefs. You have the power to reframe your thinking and cultivate a more positive inner dialogue. And finally, seek feedback from others. Sometimes we need an outside perspective to gain a clearer understanding of ourselves. Ask trusted friends, family members, or mentors for honest feedback about your strengths, weaknesses, and how you come across to others. Be open to insights. Even if they're a little tough to hear, it can be incredibly valuable for personal growth. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you have a big decision to make. Maybe it's choosing a career path or committing to a new relationship. If you're lacking self-awareness, you might feel overwhelmed and confused, making decisions based on external pressures or past experiences rather than your true desires. But with a solid understanding of yourself, your values, and what brings you joy, you can confidently navigate that decision-making process. You'll know what aligns with your authentic self and what feels right for your journey. Self-awareness isn't a destination, it's an ongoing process. It takes time, effort, and a willingness to be honest with yourself. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. When you cultivate self-awareness, you unlock a powerful tool for making decisions that empower you, lead you closer to your goals, and ultimately create a more fulfilling life. So, what's one small step you can take today to boost your self-awareness? Maybe it's taking 5 minutes to journal about your feelings or reflecting on what truly matters to you. Remember, even tiny actions can have a big impact. Now go out there and shine, my friends. And don't forget to subscribe, share this episode with someone who could benefit, and join the conversation on social media. See you next time for another dose of Let That Stuff Go.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.